Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're shaping a raga cut in Ableton Live 12 so it hits with real old-school jungle and D&B attitude. The aim is not just to place a vocal on top of a beat. The aim is to make that vocal feel like part of the rhythm section, part of the conversation, part of the tune's identity. A good raga cut should feel raw, rhythmic, and functional. It can carry a drop, build tension in an intro, or act as a call and response phrase that keeps the energy moving. In jungle and old school D&B, the vocal is never just decoration. It's a weapon. It can hype the snare, answer the break, and give the track that unmistakable human grit that cuts through all the machine energy. So let's start with the source. Choose a vocal that already has attitude. You want consonants, short bursts, clean endings, and some natural push and pull in the delivery. A phrase with hard letters like T, K, P, or D is gold, because those transients give you something percussive to work with. Don't just pick a line for the words. Pick it for the rhythm inside the words. What to listen for here is simple. Can you chop the phrase into 3 to 5 useful fragments, and does at least one fragment have a strong attack? If the whole thing feels flat and even, move on. You want something that already sounds like it wants to be played like an instrument. Once the sample is in Ableton, turn warp on and be deliberate. For a clean but still musical vocal, Complex Pro is a solid starting point if you want the formants preserved. If you want a grittier, more old-school edge, try tones. Don't just use the same warp mode every time, because it's convenient. The mode changes the character. Then decide how tight or loose you want the phrasing to feel. If you want a modern, locked and roller style, line the main accent up tightly with the grid. If you want that more classic jungle push-pull, leave a little human lean in the timing. That slight tension can make the phrase feel alive. Why this works in D&B is because the groove is already heavily drum-led. A vocal that feels slightly human and slightly imperfect sits naturally against breakbeats. It adds movement instead of fighting the pocket. Be careful not to overwarp. Too many markers can turn a raga cut plastic very quickly. Use only the markers you actually need. Trim the clip gain so one shout isn't leaping out 8 dB above everything else, and preserve the rough edge. That roughness is part of the vibe. Now slice it. If the sample has clear transients, drop it into simpler in slice mode and let Ableton detect the hits. If it's more continuous or you only need a few specific moments, cut it by hand in arrangement view. Either way, think in rolls. You want an attack slice, a body slice, and a tail slice. The attack is your punch. The body is the phrase itself. The tail is your breath, echo, or vowel hang. A really effective move is to build a two-bar pattern where the first bar is the call, and the second bar is the answer. That immediately gives the vocal a musical job instead of just looping it. And once you find 3 or 4 slices that work, commit. Bounce it or consolidate it. Don't get trapped auditioning endless tiny edits. Confidence matters here. What to listen for is whether the vocal actually starts to feel playable. If you can trigger the fragments and they naturally create phrasing, you're in the right zone. If it still sounds like random chunks, simplify the chop order. Now place it against the drums, not above them. This is a big one. In jungle and old-school D&B, the best raga cuts often answer the snare, poke into the space after the kick, or land in the gaps between ghost notes. They should ride the breakbeat, not sit on top of it like a separate loop. Try thinking in 4-bar logic. In the first bar, let the vocal hit before the snare to create anticipation. In the second bar, give the snare room and let the vocal respond after it. In the third, repeat with a shorter variation or stutter. In the fourth, leave space or use a filter tail into the next phrase. That kind of phrasing makes the cut feel like part of the arrangement, not just a sample loop. If the break is busy, use fewer vocal hits. If the break is sparse, the vocal can do more of the rhythmic glue work. The key is to protect the snare. The snare is the spine of D&B. If the vocal crowds it, the tune loses impact fast. Now clean it up with a focused stock device chain. A very usable starting point is EQ8, compressor, then saturator. High-pass the vocal somewhere around 90 to 160 Hz depending on the recording. A lot of raga vocals carry mic rumble, room noise, or low-end junk that can fight your kick and sob. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, look around 2.5 to 5k Hz and make only the cut you need. Then add gentle compression. You're not trying to crush it. You just want control. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Let the attack breathe if you want some transient bite, or tighten it up if the phrase is too spiky. After that, saturator can bring the vocal forward and add a rude edge. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Use soft clip if you need to tame peaks. The goal is clarity and attitude, not sterilized loudness. What to listen for now is whether the vocal becomes more legible on small speakers. If the low-mid clutter drops away and the consonants speak more clearly, you're on track. If it suddenly sounds thin, you've cut too much too early. Put some body back or use saturation to restore presence. Next, add movement with filtering. Auto-filter is perfect for this. For an intro, band limit the vocal and slowly open it toward the drop. For the drop itself, keep the automation more subtle and focus on phrase endings. You don't need to sweep constantly. A small change on the tail of a line can create more pressure than a giant filter move. You can also automate reverb send, delay send, or even the clip volume for sectional variation. But keep the motion purposeful. Decide whether the tune wants to feel grimy and direct or dubwise and atmospheric. In a grimy approach, keep the FX tighter and the edits sharper. In a dubwise approach, allow a little more delay throw and filtered space. Either way, don't let the effects turn the sample into fog. A short delay and restrained reverb can add a lot if you use them like punctuation. Sync delay to 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on density. Keep feedback moderate so the throws stay readable. Reverb should usually stay short and controlled, around 0.8 to 2 seconds for grit and small room space. High pass the return so it doesn't cloud the low end. One of the best uses is to throw delay only on the final syllable of a phrase. That gives you a classic jungle style call with a bit of dub personality, without washing out the break. And check the return in mono. A huge stereo delay can sound wide in headphones and fall apart on a club system. At this point, resample it. This is a big advanced move, and it's worth it. Once the timing, tone, filter moves, and delay throws are feeling right, record or bounce the processed vocal to a new audio track. Print it, then edit the printed result like a performance. Trim breaths, tighten tails, and nudge hits if the response needs more snap. Why this matters in DNB is because printed audio makes decisions feel real. It stops the vocal from becoming an endless tweak session. Jungle and old-school DNB often sound best when the sample has been committed and pushed into the arrangement with intention. That hard print can feel more direct, more authentic, and more powerful. Now bring the drums and bass back in and check the full picture. Ask yourself a few key questions. Is the vocal masking the snare transient? Is it fighting the bass mids? Is it still readable when the kick and sub hit? If it's clashing with the bass, either reduce some low mids in the vocal or carve a little space in the bass's upper harmonics. Usually it's better to make the arrangement cooperate than to overthin the vocal. Keep the dry vocal mostly centered. Any width should come from delay or reverb throws, not from the main signal. That mono core helps the cut stay solid on club systems and preserves the punch in the middle of the mix. What to listen for here is whether the vocal still feels like it belongs when the full rhythm section is playing. If you mute the vocal, the tune should lose some identity. If you bring it back, the groove should instantly feel more alive without the vocal stealing the snare's authority. That's the sweet spot. Then arrange it like a tune, not like a loop. Give the rag a cut a job. In the intro, use filtered fragments every couple of bars. Before the drop, increase the density a little and end with a short echo. On the first drop, let the phrase hit on bar 1 and bar 3, leaving space for the drums. On the second drop, change the order, shorten the answer, or switch the final word throw. Even one small shift in phrasing can make the next section feel new. A useful mindset here is that the vocal is a section marker. It can be the warning shot, the answer phrase, the drop tag, or the pressure builder. Decide its role before you over-edit it. If you know what job it has, the whole process becomes faster and the result gets stronger. A couple of advanced tricks can take it further. You can layer a very quiet distorted duplicate underneath a clean vocal, filtered into the mid-range, just to add menace. You can use short reversed fragments into the main hit to create pressure without a generic riser. You can automate a tiny bit more grit only on the last word of a phrase. Those little moves can make the vocal feel performed instead of pasted in. And remember, silence is a tool too. In dark DNB, one-beat gaps can feel heavier than constant vocal motion. Sometimes the hardest thing you can do is say less. That restraint gives the cut more power. So here's the recap. A strong raga cut in Ableton Live 12 starts with the right source, a vocal that already has rhythmic attitude. Then you warp it carefully, slice it into playable parts, shape it against the break, clean it with EQ, compression, and saturation, and use filtering and delay to create movement without blurring the drums. After that, print it, arrange it with intention, and make sure it works as part of the drum conversation. That's how you turn a sample into a real jungle and old school DNB hook. Now take the challenge. Build a 4-bar raga cut using one vocal, only stock Ableton devices, no more than 5 fragments, 1 printed bounce, 1 filter move, and 1 delay throw. Keep the dry core centered. Give bars 1 and 2 a different energy from bars 3 and 4. Then mute the drums and bass, bring them back, and ask yourself if the vocal instantly makes the groove feel more alive. If it does, you've got it. If not, simplify the phrasing and let the snare breathe. Keep it raw, keep it functional, and trust the groove.